Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss for Miriam Rosh Hashayichu, or the Swiss Rafua, Sita Mar Yosef ben Ravid Esther, Rav Yosef ben Chana, Rav Levi, Rav Shai ben Leia, Meir ben Ali, Rav Meir ben Alis, Dina Baruch Abbas Esther Hadassa. And Chagay the Bas Rechaim, Tzilcha Tzecha Latzeha, is based in the Torah, Marina Barabena, the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daphne Gimel Amid Aleph, relates to us that there was a certain chacham named Levi that achve, he showed how you do a kida, this type of bowing down, kame Rebbe in front of Rebbe, ve'itlan, he became lame. The Gemara asks, v'hagram alei, is this kida what caused him to be lame? No. V'hamar Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Lazar says, lo'ilam lo yatiach odin dvorim klapi maila. You should never throw things to heavenwards in your tefillah. Not to go with tainus. Not to have tainus against the Rabban Shalom. Why? Sharei Adam gadol etiach dvorim klapei maila. Because a big man, a chashev, a person, was meitiach dvorim klapei maila. He spoke. He spoke very sharply against the heavens, against Shemayim. Ve'itla. And he became lame. Umani, and who is it? Levi. So his tzliya, his lameness, came not from doing the kida, but from as a punishment for being metiach dvaram klapi maila. And for the Gemara, hava hagramale. They both caused this to him. So this was said in the context of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that that's they used to do at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They would do kida. Like it says there that... Shimon Gamliel, when he was happy to be Shoeva, would take 8 avukos of fire and he would juggle them. When he would bow down, he would stick his like 2 thumbs in the ground and bend over and kiss the ground and then get up. And not everybody can do this. It's very difficult. And that's the kida. Okay, so this is done in the Besimchas Beis of Shoeva. So when we're talking about an Adam Gadol, Talmud of Rebbe, the tviya, the taina on him, is l'fi erech romus koimasoi, is according to the value of his exalted stature. I'm talking about stam, a small person. In other words, he was toiveya, he demanded the needs of the Jewish people in words that sounded like tar oimes, like some type of complaint. And when... this is brought, his onesh of being meitiach dvaram klapei maila is also said in the context of doing a kida, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, like Rav Shimon Gamliel did. So it would appear that there's a shaychus, there's a connection between this kida and between this onesh and the simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And we're going to explain now. The Gemara in Baruches and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis brings that there were certain people who were Meitiach Dvarim Klapei Maila, that they spoke very harshly towards Hashem. Chana, Eliyahu Anavi, Moshe Rabbeinu, and on them there's no Tviya, there's no Taina on them that they were Meitiach Dvarim Klapei Maila. That then Moshe was Meitiach Dvarim, they learn from what it says, Vayispalo Moshe El Hashem. Atikri El Hashem, Ela Al Hashem. B'yichud b'pesu, he spoke on Hashem, which is a lashon of, he spoke aggressively. And specifically in the Puranas of Tav'era, the tefillah of Moshe was derech ha'tochas dvarim. And the explanation would appear to be, it's in Bamidbar, in the explanation would appear to be that this was an onesh of Vativor Bom Eish Hashem, that this fire of God consumed them, and this onesh is because Vayi Amkim Isoinenim, the people were complaining, and this is a Tar Oimes, over Midas Hadin Shaloika Hagen, as Hamida Keneged Midu Vativor Eish, they were coming with complaint, which was not justified. So the Midah Keneged Midas Vativor Eish is Midas Hadin, They come with midas hadin, with an unjustified complaint about what they deserve. So they get the fire, which is kula midas hadin. And dafka Moshe Rabbeinu comes with this type of tefillah. That's din mul din. This is hatochas dvarim kapi mala. And you're only allowed to do this, you're only allowed to be meitiach from klapei maila, if you're baduk u'menuse, if it's very clear and tested that this person's heart is clean and pure from any little bit of negia, of cheshbon, except for the bikush, except for the seeking out of kavod shemayim alone, that it's nikar, it's recognizable, that there's no mixture of personal interests, of personal motivations in his complaint, but rather it's called kula l'shem shamayim, shem kavod shamayim. He tiach dvorim, aval shoresh nusach hadin hazeh hu kodesh kadoshim. But at the root of this hatachas dvorim, it's the holy of holies. He's mishtamish with this midas hadin, with this strong talk, with this aggressive speech, in order to be toiveya, in order to demand kavod shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu davened in the nusach of Al Tikri El Hashem Ela Al Hashem. This tefillah is coming to be metaken the evilus tefunasim shel bnei Yisrael ulegalus shoresh omik. It's coming to fix the twistedness of the complaint of the Jewish people and to reveal a deep root that even b'ta'alumos libam shel Yisrael, all you have there is kavod shemayim alone. Despite what it seems on the surface, and just like the Atachas Dvarim of Moshe appears on the surface like a complaint, appears aggressive, nevertheless, it's mevur, it's clear that it's called Kula L'Kovet Shemayim. And so too, the Jewish people, b'ma'amokei libam, deep in their hearts, the Jewish people are also kula l'kavod shemayim. They also want kavod shemayim, just on the surface, it doesn't seem that way. That's the word in the Gemara of la'tiach dvorim klapei maila. Moshe and Eliyahu were pole a pe'ula of Yeshua in such a way that it's clear that the Hatochas Dvarim is merely a tviya, it's merely a complaint, demand, the Kavod Shamayim. There it says in the Pasuk, and talk of the fire abated. So that's what they did. They made the Midas Hadin into Rachamim. And that's Vatishka Eish, Rashi brings from Chazal. Shaka b'makoyma ba'aretz, she'ilu chazra la'achas haruchos ha'isa mekapelas, v'haylechas kol oiso iruach. So it just descended in its place in the land. Because if it had turned along one of the sides of the camp, it would gradually have rolled along the whole of that side. So the sinking in that very spot was being the vat of the age. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. Because except for these three people, Moshe, Eliyahu, and Chana, the person's in great danger, even in Adam Gadol. Because who knows if all of his kavanas are the kavod shemayim. In Avod of Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos, there was a special tefillah of Hoshana L'mancha Elokeinu. A tvi of Yeshua that's l'mancha l'chvodo yizbarach, and so is the bakoshes aslichev mi'atshuva sanu al shemcha And Bakashas David HaMelech Leman Shimcha Hashem V'Salachta. Tais already brings Sukkah 45a, Divur Ma'aschil Ani. Azesh Espa'al Bavodis Nisach HaMayim Ani V'ho Shiana. The Pasuk Hu Osu B'Zikim Kiv'yachol Hu Be'atzim Kiv'yachol Hashem is bound up with chains. In other words, Hoshana She'yoshia Es Atzmui Ve'al Kain. Hamamad hazeh shel beis hasheiva u'she'ayndem kulam be'hisbatlus gemucha l'kovet shemayim. In this maimer of Simchas beis hasheiva, they are all completely nullified to kovet shemayim, and the demand is, the request is, the supplication is that the Yeshua should be kula l'mano yizbarach. And the Metzius of Yisrael becomes Kavod Shemayim. And the Akafis that are done, the Kvodo Yisbarach, Mokom HaMizbeach Ba'emtza, it's all in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miskaved Banu, God is honored by us. And in this atmosphere of Simcha, there was a type of special type of bowing down called Kida, that is explained there in the Gemara, that he bends over and kisses the ground of the Azara and gets up. Rashi writes, "Ein lo lishtatech lagi al aretz gufo el apanav bilvat mishi odeh v'yochol alasis kain." All that goes to the ground is his face, not his body, just his face. Face hitting the ground, touching the ground without the rest of his body. In other words, a cheshbon of above alone, of lamala alone, of Shemayim alone, that's what the head represents, without any cheshbon, without any tseiluf, without combining at all the body. No body, just head. L'shimcha, lo l'ma'anenu el l'ma'ancha pa'al, lo lanu ki'in l'shimcha ten kavod. This only for God. This kid is the expression of this type of simcha, of being only kol kula l'Hashem. However, it's dangerous if you're not a mumcha, like Rashi says, if you're not an expert. And therefore, B'sha'a zu shel sakana, this was his man tviya v'ishlemus b'brus yichoto latiach ferm klapi maila. So how gevaldik is it that Levi, it was at this time when he was did this kida, that's when he was injured, because he was metiach ferm klapi maila. Because when you're metiach ferm klapi maila, it has to be kol kulo l'Hashem, kol kulo l'Shem Shemayim. And that's what this kida is also about, that it's all l'Shem Shemayim, only the head is kissing the ground of the Mishkan. But there's no body involved. All you're just giving cover to Hashem. There's nothing about you in this. In the Mela, this is a Shas Sakana. If a person isn't on that Majrega where it's all the Kulal Hashem, so he could be harmed by this Kida. So Levi was Mekir Tvaram Klapi Mela and wasn't 100% Neser to Hashem Shemayim. So he was harmed when he did this Kida. Yehadvorim Meirim U'misamchim. So, in Yitz Hashem, we will continue our series of Shirim and Sukkos. This is Gevaldik. Hopefully, we'll see many more Niflas Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, Sukkos.